This is a story from youth in Efate Island about water and climate change and the actions we can take today to conserve and manage our water. It is funded by the Australian Kaufman through the Pacific Media Assistance Scheme, PACMAS.
This is a story from youth in Efate Island about water and climate change. We are central school students and we are worried about how climate change is impacting our lives and our families' lives now and in the future.
What are we gonna do about it?
Firstly, high temperatures. Temperatures are changing and will continue to warm. There will be more very hot days in the future.
By 2030, under a high emission scenario, this average increase in temperature is projected to be in the range of 0.4 to 1.0 degrees Celsius.
Secondly, more intense rainfall. Rainfall patterns are changing with more extreme rainfall days. Better water management will be needed. In this program, the radio team of A2C2 is looking at two different communities in Efate and how they are managing their water when climate change is affecting the water. The first community the team has spoken to is a community of Tau Nono, which is located at the road to Mele village. The community of Tau Nono has a river nearby where people of the community are using the river as the main water source. Because the water pipe of Inalco hasn't reached their area yet, the team has the chance to talk to a chief and a mother inside that community.
When the flood came up to the community, what water do you use?
We use the water from the river. It is good. We use it for 4 years until now.
What do you do with your water when it's dirty?
We still use the same water from the river. Because no more water to use, we have to use it.
When the big rain falls and the river is dirty, what do you do with the water? Boil the water or save it to something else?
We didn't do anything to the water. We always use the water. Some of us were sick, but all we have to do is boil the water, then use it.
What do you do to the water after giving it to your baby?
I boil the water before I wash my baby or give him water to drink.
Which water do you use to wash your baby or your family's clothes?
We only use rain water, but when there's no rain, we don't wash our clothes.
After visiting the area of Tau Nono, the team took another trip to the community of Etos, still in the island of Efate, and asked the chief representative and a mother in that area how the people of Etos are managing their water, especially in an area like that where there is no close water source and where the pipes of Unico hasn't reached yet.
In your area, Edas, I see that main water supply Unico hasn't reached you yet. So what do you do to get the water when there is no rain for a long time?
When there is no rain, we have to walk down to the main river to fetch the water in the container. And we also have to pay for transport to transport the water back to the house.
How do you save the water for the next few weeks for the baby when there is no water?
I walk down to the river and fetch the water. After fetching the water, then I boil it for my baby and saved it in a container.
Is it easy for you to collect water, or do you think the government should help?
It's too hard for me to do it daily. I think the government should help because I have to collect water from the river and then I walk up to my house and down again, so I think it's too hard.
This story is part of the A2C2 project, or Action Against Climate Change, which is a Pacific Media Assistance Scheme, or PACMAS, initiative funded by the Australian Government Pacific Australian Climate Change Science and Adaptation Planning Initiative, or PACSAP, and proudly produced by students of Central School, Michelle Ala, Marta Titek, Leana Soro, Larissa Taleo, Joanna Kalwat, Emma Edmond, and Melody Tate. These students were kindly helped by Etha Maraki at Radio 107 FM, Annette Diophil at the Vanuatu Institute of Teacher Education, and Tho Sam at Feather Arts. A2C2 is implemented by Appetite Development Innovation. PACMAS is funded by the Australian Government and managed by the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, ABC.